Great thoughts, Matt. I think one of the first decisions facing people who are looking at this whole concept of a remote deposition is what platform works best for the deposition. And that's what these next couple slides are about. The short answer is that there are a lot of good platforms that work just fine for a remote deposition, as I'm sure a lot of folks have already experienced, including, you know, the stalwarts of Zoom and WebEx, which by this point are probably the most common. But even those good platforms are not all created equal, and they don't all offer the same functionality, which we'll talk about some more in future slides. Most big court reporting firms we've worked with have been able to support whatever larger platform you might want to request, whether it be a Zoom or a WebEx or a Microsoft Teams or something like that. But one thing we've also seen is that some court reporting firms want to push their own in-house remote deposition platform. And frankly, we've had some very bad experiences with some of those. This is not to cast a pall over all of them. But the point being, you know, you really shouldn't take the platform that's perhaps pushed on you by a vendor as the one you have to use. Because they really do have some issues, whether it be from the video and audio not syncing up, or in some cases we've had the audio drop out altogether, such that everyone on the depot had to then dial in by phone. And then on some of these other platforms, the exhibit sharing or screen sharing functionality has proven to be extremely clunky and hard to use. And we've seen that more with some of the in-house platforms. Matt, didn't know you had anything to add there.
Yeah, I was going to comment that one thing you might want to do when making this decision is if you're calling from your office or participating from your office, talk to your IT folks. Frequently, law firms have networks set up to prioritize one type of service or another. And certainly, if you're in your office, maybe you have better options, whether it be Cisco or Cisco's WebEx or Zoom. Whereas if you have more limited bandwidth at your house, that might dictate towards one option versus another. And also consider where the other participants are going to be attending from. Are they going to be in an office environment with good, stable bandwidth, or are they going to be calling in from their lake house where you know it's going to be sketchy and you need to figure out a low bandwidth solution?
This next slide, the first bullet, I think is actually something that's really sort of evolved and is different than how a lot of litigators are used to thinking about a deposition. I mean, we all are pretty used to the concept that the party taking the deposition selects the vendor and it's their deposition, and you kind of let them make their choices of vendor accordingly. And one thing we've come across in this era of remote depositions is that even if it's not your deposition, it's just your witness and you'll be presenting a witness, we would still encourage you to be very proactive in coordinating the platform that your opponent is selecting. We made the mistake, I think, in some early remote depots of sort of following the norm of just letting opposing counsel pick whatever platform and vendor they wanted. And they ended up going with in some cases, the court reporting firm's in-house remote platform, which didn't just make for a bad deposition for them, but it also made for an extremely bad experience for us and more importantly for our witnesses for the reasons you see listed on this slide here. You know, using one of these inferior services, even if it's not your deposition, can lead to a much longer day when there's a lot of technical issues that are having to be worked out. Can certainly lead to a frustrated witness. And maybe a suboptimal performance by your witness if they're having to deal with fighting an inferior platform throughout the day. And it can also lead to an unclear record, which isn't just bad for the party taking the deposition. It can be bad for you in your case as well. Matt, I don't know if you have anything to add there.
Yeah, I mean, just like you're advising your witnesses to have a button-down shirt and a blazer on, because you're thinking about how they're going to appear in front of a jury someday if the deposition is used at trial, the same thing applies with respect to the selection of a deposition service. If it's all chunky and broken up and the witnesses clearly getting frustrated, that's what the jury is going to see. They're not going to be focusing on the fact that it was the other side that put the witness in that position.